We
are.
We
are.
We are cultivate.
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 We are cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word?, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And today is a very special edition, as we're having our second cramp-off between two previous guests who got all of them right, the amazing Alex from Weird Distractions and the indomitable Dustin from Sandman Stories Presents.
Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
So before we start everyone's favorite game, I wanted to allow my guests the opportunity to share their information one more time on their shows before we dive right in. So Alex, would you like to go first?
All right. So hi, everybody. It's Alex here. You might know me from previous episodes of Ye Olde Crime, but I also host Weird Distractions, which is a true crime, paranormal, conspiracy theory, mixture of thing kind of podcast that I do. However, by the time this episode comes out, you might have already known that Weird Distractions is coming to an end at the end of February. So I would highly recommend you check out Ye Olde Crimes episodes, Sandman Stories episodes, and the other episodes of the Cultivate Network. And stay tuned because there might just be something in the future from me. You just never know. It could be the fall of 2024. You never know.
You never know.
You just never know. It's a mystery, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Might second guess everything, you might say.
I know nothing about that. Now, Dustin, introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Dustin. As you can tell from my currently smooth voice, I'm just doing that a little bit extra right now. I tell folk tales, and generally I read folks to sleep. My friend said, Dustin, your voice puts me to sleep. And I said, let me put that to good use. So basically, I just read public domain folk tales and put people to sleep, and it's got some natural sounds, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It's all good. But I'd gotta say, the Cultivate Network, y'all got quite the lineup. As somebody who's seen Cultivate grow from just a little nothing to several shows and lots of people on Reddit and all like that, I'm proud to know y'all, and I'm proud to support y'all. Y'all are excellent listening. I actually subscribed to both your shows. Actually, I think I subscribed to all of the Cultivate shows. I do listen to all of them.
Aww.
So I really appreciate what y'all do. And Overbaki, I know it's Underbaki, but Overbaki, I so look forward to whatever creative thing you do next. I am here for it.
Aw, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate Lindsay bringing us together, because this is our first crossover, the three of us, and I'm excited to see what you have in store up that little sleeve of yours and what you're gonna put us through.
It's on, nerd. It's on.
So unlike my traditional cramp word episodes, we're going to be doing three terms instead of two, and the person who gets the closest will be declared this year's cramp word champion.
The highest honor.
The highest of honors.
Move aside, royals. Prince Charles who? Am I right?
Exactly.
Cramp word champion would be a great tramp stamp.
It would.
It really would.
Crack champion. There we go.
Crack champion.
Crack champion.
Yeah. And it has to be not horizontal, vertical.
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 There we go. Yeah.
I know words. I know words.
I know how
it sandwiches the crack. Both cheeks.
Yes. Oh, here we go. I love it.
Chef's kiss. All right, we are coming in hot with Alex starting.
God. Okay.
Your first term is ladder.
Can I hear it in a sentence?
Yes, you can. So another phrase that uses this term is can't see a hole in a ladder. Let's keep that in mind.
Can't see a hole.
Gemma wasn't the only one that couldn't see a hole in the ladder after a night out.
Okay, so I have a thought in my head. I just don't know how to describe it, so I'm going to try my best. I'm sorry, listeners. You're going to hear a whole lot of word vomit from me. Can't see a hole through the ladder. Does that mean, like, you're so inebriated that you just can't see straight? Like, you're just so out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's it, yep.
Oh, thank God. I'm so sweaty. I was not sure I was going to get that, because I'm like, it sounds too easy. Like, my hands are sweaty.
She does that where it's like, oh, no, this one, a turkey farmer is an actual person that sells turkeys. What?
I know.
And then, oh, no way. But then they also go to the market and they sell some fake things. And so,
I know.
Yeah, it becomes a whole thing. Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's proof that I listened to the other episodes too.
Yeah. So the phrase comes from, there was a saying that a man was never properly drunk until he could not lie down without holding onto something, could not see a hole through a ladder, or he went to the pump to light his pipe. So essentially, drunk as a skunk, dead from the neck up, wasted.
Dead from the neck. I get that in the sense of, like, if you can't, if you're so drunk, you can't climb up a ladder, you can't see the hole through the,
Yeah, I wouldn't have got it just from ladder, but when she said the sentence, I was like, oh, so like, there's a whole list of them. I think Dickens made a whole list of drunk ones that are hilarious, but one of them was, I'm as drunk as a boiled owl.
Pete is going to contact you, Lindsay, about that
All I kept picturing was like the tiny little legs coming out of like the pot, because they have those skinny little legs. That's just where my brain goes. It's fine. All right, Dustin, your first term is water bewitched.
Water bewitched. So my first thought is somebody who's got rabies would be water bewitched, but can I get it in a sentence, please? Because I got the feeling I might be. This is not like ladder. This is.
Okay.
Unless they're both terms for being drunk.
I really threw a curveball in there.
There you go.
Sam had to choke down the water bewitched as he didn't want to appear rude to his host.
And choke down the water bewitched. So my guess is, like, it seems like he's swallowing it despite not wanting to drink it. It almost sounds like it's medicine, but I'm guessing it's an unpleasant drink that the host is giving, and it's probably like watered down ale. It's probably like such weak sauce that you're like, okay, yeah, I'll drink it, but it's like tap water in the 1400s. That'll give you cholera.
Or dysentery. One of the two.
Yeah.
Either way, stuff's coming out whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, my guess is a watered down drink that the host is serving the year that you have to drink to be polite, but you're just like, oh my God, what is this? Is that a concise enough definition, or do you want it tighter? Okay.
Yes. So it is archaic slang for very weak tea or another highly diluted drink. It's also been described as the third brew. So like if you've used the same tea leaves three times.
Okay.
It's also been called husband's tea. So I don't know if that means they're really bad at making tea, or it's just, this is the tea I give to my husband to let him know that I'm mad at him. So,
yeah.
Or, you know, you save your good tea for the guests and husband.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, man. You can get warm boiled water, but.
Yeah.
You get the third brew today. Sorry.
Sorry.
Mix in with a little bit of washing water and there you go.
Yeah. There you go. Yep. Get a little kick to it. So that was. Okay. Originally in John Camden Hotton's 1873 slang dictionary.
Oh, I'll have to pick that up.
So it's 1-1 right now. Okay, Alex.
All right.
Your second term is mum chance.
Mum chance?
Mum chance. M-U-M-C-H-A-N-C-E. Mum chance. Do you like it in a sentence?
Absolutely. What the hell? Yeah. Throw that in a sentence, please.
I was mum chance after reading a news headline in the paper.
See, part of me wants to say confused, but I feel like that's not it. I feel like, is it the same as being shooketh? Like I was shook? Let me throw my Gen Z slang against this to try and make it make sense. I'm not Gen Z, I swear. I just know what the kids are saying.
the kids.
Because I watch the TikToks.
I watch the TikToks.
I watch the TikToks. I was Mum Chance. I was appalled. No. I'm going to go with I was appalled.
It's a Georgian term for being silent or dumbstruck. So, yes.
That was my thing, because like mum's the word, you don't say anything, you keep a secret, mum's the word.
Yep.
And I was thinking Mum Chance is like, you just got struck so much, you're just like...
Yeah, you're like struck dumb. So I actually have the etymology.
Okay.
From Middle English, mommen, or mutter, be silent, and Middle High German, mummenschanze, or a game of chance as part of a masquerade, mime performance, revel. From the old French, moment or mask, and chance, like a game of chance. Sleight of hand.
Yeah, mum's the word was the only part that was saving me. And I'm like, mum's the word, you're probably, you're not saying anything. You're probably dumbfounded.
I went to confused because that's just how I felt when I heard it. I was like, well, that's confusing. I don't.
Yeah.
No. A lot of these are like, you think you've got it, and then it's a little different. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's why she likes these games.
I do.
That's what Lindsay likes.
It's my high, really. It's my drug.
It's my. This is my drug.
This is my drug.
So wait, did I?
I would say you got that.
I would say you got it. Yeah, yeah. Like you got it, but it's like appalled, but like the face you made, you're like.
Yeah, like you made the face.
Definitely, you get.
And in my defense, I did say shook, which really. They're basically the same word.
Yeah.
Shooketh to thy core. I don't know what to say next.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Dustin, your second term is a good swim.
A good swim.
Dustin's are all water related. Is there a reason?
Oh my God, they kind of are. I just now realized that.
That
was not intentional. That was not intentional.
I love this so much. Mine are confused and drunk, so pretty on par.
Well, I'm thinking with the good swim, it could be a quality ale or something like that. Like that's a good to drink to swim in. Or, as with so much of Victorian slang, it could be alcohol, it could be women, or it could just be a pond that everybody likes to go swimming in. So if I could get it in a sentence, that might help me out slightly.
Yes. It took some time, but John was enjoying a good swim.
So first he served some husband tea, and then he put some gin in it, and now it's a good swim. And so it took him some time to get used to a good swim. Maybe it's party time on the Thames? Jeez, this is a hard one.
Oh, that's never a party time on the Thames.
Well, it said it took him a bit of a time, and then it was a good swim. Is it sex? Is it drinking? Is it sex? Is it drinking? Is a good swim. Oh, this is difficult because I'm going to go with alcohol. I'm going to go with a drink. You know, it's a good swim. You know, it took him time to get used to it, but now he's properly a boiled owl.
Okay.
I'm willing to fall down on this one. Yeah, go ahead.
A good swim is a good run of luck, such as a long time out of the policeman's clutches. It was a thieves' term.
A good swim.
That's nice. Like, that makes sense. I completely get it now with the definition. It's just like, I was going for the fallbacks. Women, alcohol. Women, alcohol. Mm-hmm. Women, alcohol.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, no. Staying out of the trouble.
Staying out of trouble.
Oh, Underbaki's up 2-1.
Alrighty.
With so much sweat. But yeah.
She's just visibly dripping. Just kidding.
You think it's highlighter, but actually... perspiration.
This is my natural shine.
This is my natural anxiety coming out.
Alex, your final term is
all right.
A pair of snipes.
Sorry. A pair of snipes? Like,
think Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. As a Canadian that lives close to where Letterkenny is based off of. I don't actually watch Letterkenny.
Okay.
You're living close to Sudbury then. I mean, that's just up the road from us. That's just up the 401 from us.
Well, it's based out of Listowel. Like, that's not where they film. That the show is...
Right, yeah. That's where Jared's from, is Listowel. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Sudbury is a whole different country. It's...
Would you like it in a sentence?
I would like it in a sentence. Flip it and reverse it.
Alrighty.
All right, Missy.
My girl.
It's important to have a pair of snipes in one's home, as you never know when you might need them.
Pair of snipes in one's home? Is it bad that my mind's like, oh, she's trying to say Nikes. You should always have a pair of Nikes in your home, because you never know when you're going to need a run. I don't think
they had ye olde Nikes. I'm just...
You know, the more I think about it, you might be right. It sounds like Adidas has been around for longer. Anyways, okay, snipes.
We'll snipe Selly boys. Always Bardowski.
I'm wondering snipes, like I'm thinking scissors, because my brain's going like this. This is where I'm at tonight. I'm literally taking two of my fingers and making scissor cuts in the air. Peace up, A-Town. I'm going to say, okay. Can you repeat the sentence one more time? The listeners are probably driving themselves into a wall hearing me just struggle with this.
It's important to have a pair of snipes in one's home, as you never know when you might need them.
Oh, wait, is it like a gun? Like a... Sorry, I went from Canadian to American real quick.
But, you did. I saw the look flip.
Like, I'm just thinking. Like, sniper. Okay. Have a pair of snipes. Like, no, because a pair of snipes. You wouldn't have a pair of guns. That's stupid. Fuck, Linz, what are you doing to me? This is so hard. Pair of snipes. You should always keep a pair of snipes. I'm going to go back to scissors. Like, I know it's probably not right, but I don't.
You are actually right. Unless it's not. It is scissors. A pair of scissors.
That was my guess. It was like, yep. When she said scissors, I'm like, yeah, that's it. And then she was going to guns. I was like, okay, if she goes for guns, then I can tie it up two to two. But no, Underbaki gets it with three to either three to one or three to two.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
They are occasionally made in the form of a bird, which is also a snipe. Scissors.
Okay.
All right, Dustin.
Yep.
Your final term is old sweat.
Perspiration alley over here.
Old sweat. Wasn't that husband tea?
Old sweat. Gentleman's juices.
Old sweat. Oh, geez. Gotta let that marinate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I'm torn between two for old sweat. One being a term for the devil. Because I know he's got a lot of old something, old this, old that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the other one would be gin, because it was such a horrible, horrible, but easily available. Like, you could get a pint for a couple of pence. Mm-hmm. And it was like, a pint of gin. Would you like a pint of warm gin?
Oh,
no.
Never.
How much of an alcoholic do you have to be to get into that? That's...
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
That's rough territory right there. Can I please have a sentence?
Yes, you may. You can tell by his dress and mannerisms that he's an old sweat.
Oh, okay. So now my thinking is very much changed to being like a journeyman, maybe an older sailor, although those are called old salts usually, but old sweat would kind of make sense with that. But like a worker who's worked for many years and is not an apprentice anymore. So I'm going to say like a journeyman would be an old sweat, like an old hand or an old salt.
It's a Georgian term for a veteran. So yeah.
Oh.
So like army veteran or?
Just a veteran in general. Someone who served in a service.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so like an old salt or an old...
Yeah,
I was really thinking it was maybe it's going to be the old devil because, you know, old sulfur, and he's got so many nicknames and all like that. But old sweat, husband, or bewitched water. What was the second one? That
Wasn't it?
What was it?
You just gave Dustin
a good swim.
Like,
a good swim.
A good swim.
A good swim.
Yeah,
a good run.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, Alex, you were crowned the 2023... Cramp Word winner. Wear your crown proudly.
I hope you have a good swim of it.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm just like, let's get more water ones out. Those were fun.
Stay away from the Royal Mounted Police. On that note, I would like to thank Alex and Dustin for joining me today. And before we go, can you please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media? Alex, as the reigning champion, you may start.
Oh, me. Oh, okay. Oh, I will start. I will. Okay. Sorry. I was just disassociating. Thinking
you were basking in the glow.
Basking in it and disassociating it. So you can find Weird Distractions wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, Google Podcasts, Apple. You can find me on Instagram at Weird Distractions Podcast, on Twitter at Weird Distract I1. Again, the show is kind of coming to an end at the end of February, but you can tune back to all the episodes that I've released in the last 4 years, because it's been 4 years since Weird Distractions started, so there's quite a backlog there. And I, again, would highly recommend checking out other episodes of Yield Crime, Salmon Stories, if you haven't already, and the amazing shows with the Cultivate Network. And thank you, Lindsay, for having us both on. This was really fun. This made my day, like, a million times better. So thank you.
Nice. Nice.
I was so happy for this. I was so geeked. I'm like, Mom, Dad, I gotta go upstairs. I gotta go talk to my friends online.
I'm gonna talk to my podcast friends.
Friends. I do live at home with my parents. I just moved back home from Korea. As far as my plugs go, still got Sandman Stories Presents. There's still no Patreon, no ads or nothing like that. So just go ahead and get on it. I am actually contemplating starting up a Patreon, but that would be for the stories that I can't read on the regular one, because I keep my regular one family friendly. I added out some stuff because I've run across some stories from different places that are
like a lot of the coyote ones are pretty gross. Like, let's
coyote, there's a lot of coyote pooping and then talking to his poops. Or in one of them, he offers two women a plate of fat, and one of the sisters tries to fry the fat in the fire, and she's like, I don't think it's fat. And the younger sister eats a bit, and later on they're walking along, and they jump four times, and the younger sister has a baby pop out, and it's because it was a plate of cum.
Because that's how babies are made, y'all.
Yeah. I cannot put that on the regular feed.
Nope.
I got another one of a Brazilian tale where there's one with the man with the 2,000-foot penis that sits in his hut all day and impregnates the women that are down by the river doing the washing up. And there's another one where a woman gets possessed by a demon and somehow that makes her clitoris get very large. And then she chops it off and it becomes the electric eel that's in the river.
Cool.
An average so Saturday.
These are stories. These are stories that I am like, on the regular pod, nope. But maybe, maybe if I get over my laziness, actually this summer when I'm not teaching, maybe I'll have time. Right now I don't have time to record and edit and all like that and teach a full 40. I'm still really proud to be not running any ads, not charging any Patreon, no extra bonus or anything. Just get what you get. And it's all up on YouTube too.
Amazing.
So, that's sweet. Awesome. Well, thank you guys again for coming on the show. And on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.